All right. Well, thanks, guys, and your stories, both of you, set me up for what I'm going to talk about today. As I was, sitting with Steve, and we were talking about the lesson yesterday, and in yesterday morning, he was putting some finishing touches on it, and it is a concern of whether or not people that have technology and whether or not they're intimidated by technology or they think they have to become a mathematician in order to run the demonstrator. And I ended up saying to Steve, and then Steve said, well, then we should really be teaching them to become an X3 and do 1,000 PSV. And you do want to do that at a later date with the demonstrator. You can show them, some really cool things about that. But at the end of the day, what you're trying to do with that demonstrator is what Liz just described. You want to light them up. You want to just help them catch the vision that with their own numbers, putting things in, that they are so pleasantly surprised with what the possibilities are, that the sky is limitless, as Cindy said, and that they can really make something happen. And as Liz mentioned earlier, if you'll just take the steps and stay consistent and hang in there, things will really turn around for you and your business is going to take off. And so I wanted to cover today, we have these great lessons and we go through them over and over. And I wanted to make sure, are you getting the gist of the lesson? Just like yesterday, the gist of the lesson is not, do I put it on Google Sheets? Do I put it on Excel? What numbers do I put in? All of that. The gist of the lesson is, and if you keep this at the top of your mind, I'm using this tool to help light someone up on the possibilities of what they can do in Limitless. That's it. And if they've been in network marketing before, you have an added plus, like what happened with Pam. Pam had been in network marketing before, and we used her numbers. Liz and I sat down and we said, okay, give us your numbers. And it was like multiples of income over and above what she was making. And so that's the goal. That's the gist of that lesson. And so I want to go through our lessons today in a very short manner and help you get the gist of these lessons. Because I think if you get the gist of these lessons, you're not going to look at these with like, I've heard these before. I love getting on before the call. I love hearing people. I love being with my Limitless family. You're going to get the gist of the lesson. So let's start right at the top with knowing your why, right? Why do we want you to know your why? Well, we want you to prick your adrenaline. What is it that you want? What is it you're going to go after? Because if you can't envision, if you can't imagine the possibilities and have the fun, I think one of the reasons why I love Disneyland, and I know Liz loves Disneyland, is because it's all about imagination and that great feeling of being a kid and imagining all the possibilities and experiencing all that fun. Well, that's all we're asking you to do with your why. Can you imagine your possibilities? Because if you can't imagine it, you can't make it happen. If an architect can't imagine the building, it's never going to get built, right? If a basketball player can't imagine the shot, they're not going to make the shot. And if you can't imagine what it is that you want, you're not going to get it. So the why is all about imagination and getting fired up about that. And it's fuel in your car if you do that. Moving on to being curiously coachable. Now, this is like, it's graduated. We used to say be coachable, but so oftentimes I would hear people thinking, I've got to become a coach. And it's not about becoming a coach. It's about being able to be an open learner. Learn all that you can about this fascinating industry that, and especially this fascinating company and these fascinating products, and learn all that they can do in other people's bodies, learn what they can do in your body, and be open to listen to the gist of these lessons and stay curious. Because if you will stay curious and be open, you'll be amazed at what will come into your brain, what will come into your heart that will help you help another person. And so stay curious. Be a good storyteller. That's number three. Well, why do you want to be a good storyteller? Because stories sell, right? Facts tell. And if you become just a fact teller, then that's great, but you won't touch people's hearts. When you share stories and the emotion that's behind them, that's what's so powerful. That's why the movie industry is so big, is because it tells stories. And people love stories. They love what they feel about stories. And your story is so powerful. And if you just kind of throw your story on a platter and not really give it the spongy cake that it deserves, then you need to become a better storyteller. That's the gist. The gist of telling stories is that's what people remember. They remember how they felt when you told that story. Okay, number four is confidence, comp plan confidence. Now, a lot of times people are like, math, numbers. That's not the gist of that lesson. If you recall, the gist of that lesson has three parts, and it is getting confidence in network marketing as a vehicle. Getting confidence, because you know what? There's a lot of mucky muck out there about network marketing, and you need to get over any concerns that you might have, and if you have them, be honest with yourself, be curiously coachable, and learn about the fascination of what this industry can do to change people's lives, to even the playing field. You know, that's a big sore spot for me. I played in an uneven playing field, and all it did was make me really, really mad, really angry. And I wanted something different. And there are people out there that want something different. And so you have to have confidence in the industry. You have to have confidence in Limitless inside the industry. I know how many times Liz has come to me so angry that there are these ding-dong deals out there that people go to because someone tells them something that's not true. And yet here we are as a great company with the best compensation plan, the best products, and we're not just giving lip service to that. We really are. We take great pride, all of us do, in what we are as a company inside of this industry. And last but not least, you have to have confidence in yourself, in your ability to move forward in this comp plan, and that's why the demonstrator starts to come into play. Well, those first four lessons are all about belief. Belief in you and moving forward. The next four lessons are about finding your team, right? You got to plan your list. Not just make your list, plan your list. Well, why do we want you to do that quote-unquote homework? Don't look at it as homework. It's if you are excited, if you know what you want to do, if you have confidence in what Limitless is going to do, if you just do the steps, then you need to make a plan. You need to have intention when you move forward. That's why we have you plan your list. And getting into forming relationships and following up. What's the gist of that? Well, I'll tell you what the gist of that is. You can get someone, almost anybody on this phone could get somebody to spend $950 and buy a product, right? But is it the right person? Are they ready? Do they have a why? Are they going to be coachable? Are they going to do the right things? Or are you going to have to push a rope? If you form relationships and you follow up and you find out what their why is, what their hot buttons are, then you save time and you get them excited and you find your team. You can pluck your team out of that list that you've made, and it's a team that's going to come and run with you, not a team you got to get behind their backs and push them with their heels digging because they don't want to be coachable. They don't want to tell their story. They don't want to follow the steps. And so form and follow up. And once you know where they are, then go through the SIP process. Do it precisely. Why? Because you want to show that person it's so easy to share what Limitless is all about, to use the tools, to share a story, to invite and present using the outside tools, right? And then using third-party validation. Use your team to help that person understand they're not alone in this business, you're not alone in this business, and use human nature. The gist of those lessons are you're going to use human nature to give third-party validation, right, just like Amazon. You're going to find out what their objections and closing are, and not that you want to bowl them over with answers, but you want, most people's objections are based on misnomers. And if you can help them understand that and get to what their real objections are, and if you've really understood what their why is, most of the time you're not going to get those real objections. They just have other objections because of fear. And that's why every one of these lessons is going to help you get through that spot and helping someone else understand what you understand about Limitless. And then, of course, full circle, show me the money, helping them catch a glint in their eye as to what they're due. Guys, we only have two lessons left. One is to be a responsible sponsor. Well, if you've followed all of these steps leading up to sponsoring someone, you're being a responsible sponsor. But your job is not over. The goal isn't to just get the credit card. The goal is to help them understand the process you just went through with them and help them start duplicating. And that's the last lesson is ramp up, having the ability to duplicate and follow a simple system and take advantage of all these extra bonuses now that we have between the new cab bonuses, the X3 bonus, the manager bonus, and getting all the way to their car. Something that can duplicate and create duplication in your downline. Guys, get the gist of these lessons. The heart of the lessons is these are the principles of truth that will help you win. They will set you free. And if you'll just take advantage of these and approach every one of these lessons with a true intent, don't go the next morning and have it be crickets when we say, did anybody have an experience? Step up. Step out of your comfort zone. Take these lessons to heart. Put them into your life so that you can find out that your sky truly is limitless. So your assignment today is I want you to find one lesson that you've struggled, you've rolled your eyes, whatever that is, whatever comes to your mind, and I want you to share your new gist of the lesson. I get it. I get what this lesson means now, and here's how I'm going to move forward when I hear those lessons. I just want to hear some examples tomorrow, and I want you to do it. Come on. Come join us and be a part of taking these steps to heart. Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic Wednesday.